But welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number on the line. Mr. Reggie Jackson of Nurturing Diversity Partners. And Reggie, I got to tell you, man, you're one of my favorite guests ever since the first time I had you on, man, because, you know, you're a truth teller. And people, I've always said, man, just tell people the truth and let people then, you know, deal from that perspective. But when you lie to people and people have to work hard to try to discern the truth from falsehood, and then you say, well, I don't understand why they don't do the right thing, because you lied to people. And somehow they've got to try to, you know, work their way around and find the difference between the truth and the fiction that you told them. And everybody's not capable of making it through that winding road. Hang on, Reggie. Let's go to the phone lines. Hey, L.A. Tom, how you doing, my friend?
Good morning, Earl. Good morning, Reggie. First off, we, the people, are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, I would encourage everyone that is a progressive to call in and start off by saying, I am a proud FDR Democrat. Listening to a lot of FDR this weekend on YouTube, just learning about him and his confidence and his everything he did was for the people. Whenever he spoke, it was for all the people. And I just, I have been asking individual politicians, are you an FDR Democrat? Because of the fact that if they are, then I know they believe in the Second Bill of Rights. I know they believe in housing that we all, the people, pay for. So there's basically free housing, free education, all those different things that we, the people, actually have prioritized over the military-industrial complex, you know, that's out there. And he was against war profiteering, and he was against the big corporations. But the only way he was able to fight the big money, because back then they had money in politics as well, was actually by hitting them straight on and saying, I welcome your hatred. So I would just really would love to see more of a revival of the president that won four times for a reason. And I don't think any of it has to do with you know, me being a gay man with sexual orientation or with, you know, all those different things. He was for everybody.
Let me ask you, man, because you know about discrimination, and you being an admittedly gay man and don't want to hide that. And many in this nation look at that and look at people like you and think that you're from a different planet and judge, you know, because they somehow feel that they're in a position to judge. How have you been able to deal with those issues?
Well, I've been able to deal with it for a long time. Like I said, I came from a small town in Wisconsin of 2,000 people. And my dad was the head football coach there, and I played football for, you know, all the way through college. And for me, I guess it came back to being true to who you are and being true to yourself. You know, as I've studied and I've gone and on, because God knows I've analyzed myself enough, because I've never really felt like a stereotypical gay man. And what I found was that, you know, some people are left-handed, some people are right-handed. You know, you could go back in history where people were being forced to write with their right hand, even though they were left-handed.
Yeah, well, the point I'm trying to make is, yes, people are different. And yet we live in a society that still judges somebody based on the color of their skin.
Yeah, that's so they can divide and conquer us, and that's how they can, you know, they can basically make it so it's us against them. And, you know, I mean, there needs to be
a boogeyman.
Yeah, there does. And unfortunately, just like in the gay community, when one gay person does something, it kind of goes over the whole community, you know, in terms of the minority of it. Or, you know, even like a cop shoots someone wrong. Now they're finding out what it's like to be a minority. Teachers are finding out what it's like to be a minority. You know, because when a black person, unfortunately, there's good and bad black people. And, you know, when someone does something that is not, you know, good, then all of a sudden it gets papered over to everybody in that community. And it's just not fair. We got to judge, and we have to look at people as individuals rather than looking at people as a stereotype.
Hey, Tom, man, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. You know, Reggie, and I asked Tom because, you know, Tom admittedly lets people know who he is, and I don't blame him for that. You know, that's who he is. But yet we in this country are so keen on judging people. We somehow think that we have a right as a society. You know, well, I have a right to judge somebody. Oh, you do? Based on what? Well, I'm an American. Well, okay. So is the person you're judging. So, you know, well, I'm a Christian. Oh, you are you? Well, judge ye not, lest ye be judged. Right? I mean, all sorts of reasons that you can point to people who are so quick to want to judge somebody because it somehow makes them feel superior to somebody else, you know. All sorts of measurements, and all of them are really wrong, Reggie, when we talk about humanity. And if we can just get to that kind of understanding, man, all the rest of this would disappear.
I say this a lot. I tell people, like, listen, man, let people be who they want to be.
Yes. Right?
Stop trying to change everybody so that they fit into this little box you want them to fit into. You know, there's something that's really weird about Americans, Earl. I've written about this, is that Americans love parts of different communities. Like listen, Americans like eating Chinese food, right?
Right.
But then you have all this anti-Asian hate going on, right?
Right, right.
You know, we love, you know, black people singing at the Grammys. You know, we love all of these black athletes. But as a country, we don't give a darn about black people. You know, there's a movie scene where the guy says they love everything about us except us. And that's one of the things that I grapple with is like, We judge people constantly. First of all, you don't have a right to judge anybody. You don't know enough about anybody to be able to tell that person that they should be something other than what they want to be. People are going to be who they want to be. But we have this sense as Americans that
We're superior. Like we're superior.
Yeah, we're superior. We're special enough that we can look down on somebody. And that's really, to me, that's a symptom of the insecurity that Americans have. You are insecure, and you take the way that you feel about yourself and you project it onto somebody else, right? You say that there's something wrong with people from this community, when the reality is you looking in the mirror and you seeing something wrong with who you are as an individual. And I really dislike the fact that people want to try to judge people and they don't even know people. And even if you know them, I'm not judging you. Listen, you are who you are. I'm content with letting you be who you want to be. I may like you. I may dislike you. But I'm not going to try to tell you that you should be somebody other than who you want to be. But if it impacts me in a negative way, then I'm going to let you know that is something that bothers me.
You know, Reggie, and people are so fragile in the society that, you know, sometimes people can't get beyond that, and they allow what somebody else thinks of them, and it destroys their spirit, man. It destroys their life. And yet, you know, I don't know if people are aware or if they even care when they talk like that about other people, that they're destroying those people. You know, maybe they get something out of that. You know, I'm better.
Right.
And it's easy to say, I'm better. And my response always to some, go ahead, my friend.
Now, I was going to say, I saw this all the time when I was a teacher, Earl. Well, I was a teacher for 8 years, and I saw how devastating the opinions of other people were to some of these students I had.
Right.
And, you know, some of the advice I used to give to my students is like, listen, never allow anyone's opinion of you to be more important than your opinion of yourself. Because somebody is always going to be there to criticize you. And I remember so many students, Earl, that had such low self-esteem because their classmates, their peers in the school would just be so critical of them, would say horrible stuff about them to their face on social media. I mean, and they internalized that, and they felt bad about themselves. I think there's so many people in our society that are like that, that are just hurt, that are traumatized by the way people have treated them and told them, you know, things.
They're not worthy. They're not worthy.
Not necessarily true. Right. You're not worthy. And man, that was one of the things that I really disliked about being a teacher, was being in that space to see those things happen and knowing that there was a limited amount of things that I could do about it. I could counsel the student and tell them, don't let that, you know, don't let that impact you. But listen, the world they're living in, particularly for young people, they're concerned about what people think about.
You know, Reggie, one of the reasons I've been in the schools the last 12 years, and man, my heart is broken every time I see those young people, and I always try to build them up. But here I am, I get a couple minutes with them to try to build them up, and they've been torn down most of their lives. And so they don't think they're ever going to be anybody because nobody's ever told them they can be somebody. You know what I mean? And yet we live in a society that tells them they aren't anybody. And when you start accepting that at young ages, you're defeated. That's the kind of thing, Reggie. When we come back from this last break, I want you to talk about, man, maybe we have to fix this in grade school, man. I think we do. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.